This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1431 of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts over there. Today, Wes has a building made of cancer to tell us all about.
Yep. Just when you're at the top, the world brings you right back down. Talk about that.
What? The top floor of the building made of cancer sounds like a bad place to be.
You'll see. Okay. It's bad story. Terrible story.
Okay. Whoa. We'll get into it. Sick. Mark's got one of the biggest data breaches of all time after that.
Yeah. It's a real cancer building.
Oh. Okay. Hits keep on coming. Pat's got Google and Twin news, important updates for us.
Yeah, we're talking about incognito mode, and we're talking about a bombshell from the conjoined twins' marriage.
Oh, good.
Which yes. I just cannot get enough of.
I'm glad you can't get enough of it. Twins.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about it.
Are they going to have a new show now? Like now that, well, we'll find out, I guess.
That's really up to Joshua, who's the subject of our update.
Oh, fantastic. Man. Did you see Gypsy Rose dumped her loser Bret the Hitman Hart fan boy husband?
Only fans imminent.
Yeah.
Damn. After the way he talked about her ass and stuff too, that's just sucks for him.
It was well, related to the Only Fans, I'm sure of it.
I cannot wait to find out more.
Had to have been. She wants to do it so bad. I know that.
Yeah.
I know it in my gut and my heart.
Can't stop her.
He seemed like he was into it too, though. So I'm surprised it didn't work out.
No, Gypsy is his.
Yeah, he's that type of guy. This is mine.
This is mine, and this is mine.
Yeah.
But he was really like talking up her curves and stuff on the clip.
Yeah, he loves doing her, but he doesn't like anyone else looking at her.
That's my mentality when it comes to OnlyFans too, I gotta admit.
Well, you look at the girl and you say, "This is mine."
No, someone I was dating wanted to do it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, sure. But but she's a celebrity in her own right. It's a different situation. You're not like you didn't prison star bang a celebrity into a relationship. Right. You know, like
it's true.
It's a little bit star bang you into a relationship, my dear.
You gotta be expecting a different can of worms, right? You know?
Yeah.
Well, he did marry a murderer, so you'd think he'd let something slide.
Oh yeah. OnlyFans should be
But only fine. Just, I guess they drew the line in OnlyFans.
Only fine. Totally fine. And I've got all the latest information from the skies that you need to know to close this one out. A lot of it coming at you. Need to know it.
So. Okay.
Okay.
Sweet.
Well, let's
sick.
Sick. A lot of people are sick in my story. Let's get into it. You guys, I assume, watched the games over the weekend. You saw NC State take down Duke. They're huge rival. Big. I mean, first time NC State's been in the Final Four since the Jim Valvano's historic upset over Houston, right?
Basically
1983
won the ACC tournament back to back because they had to do it twice, right? Like, had to beat all the best ACC teams two times in a row.
They've won like 10 games in the past like 13 days or something ridiculous.
I actually took a nap. I succumbed to diabetes, but I did watch that Purdue feed that monster for 40
DJ
minutes.
Moore.
No, that's the NC State guy. DJ Burns.
DJ Burns, I mean?
Zach Edey had 40 points and like 23 rebounds.
Yeah, he did.
Edey's the man. So is DJ Burns, though.
Yeah, they play each other next.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And now, speaking of Valvano, all the NC State fans are now pilgrimaging to his grave in order to, maybe bring him back to life. A little post-Easter joke there.
Yeah.
In hopes that his spirit helps NC State go to
resurrect that spirit. Yeah, it's the season, Wes. I agree.
Yep, yep. But, you know, as we all know, just when you reach a new high, as NC State is doing right now, the world will come and knock you down a few pegs, or the world will slam a few pegs into your wrist. Right, Jesus? Another post-Easter humor for you guys.
Yep. You nailed that one.
Yeah,
a lot of scriptural, scriptural knowledge in this segment, Wes. I appreciate
it. Yeah. Thank you. So, speaking of Jim Valvano, the same illness that took down Jim Valvano, cancer, is now plaguing more than 150 students, staff, and alumni that have reportedly been diagnosed with that fucker of all fuckers and other diseases linked to one specific NC State University building teeming with cancer-causing toxins. So,
Asbestos Hall?
Yeah, wait, pretty much. Pretty much. It's called Poe Hall.
No, I shouldn't have stayed there.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of a Final Four birth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And from the article written by Emily Joshu, who's the health reporter for the Daily Mail, she said, cases of lymphoma and thyroid and breast cancers have been reported among patients who spent time at Poe Hall, which is a large classroom building at NC State.
Is this a riddle, though? Is it? It's not a cancer treatment facility.
It's not
a
riddle. No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's a psychology psychology department building.
Hall ceiling fucking terrible building that gives you cancer.
Terrible. Like, so 4,000 students would go to class there. It was constructed in 71, and it's teeming with what are called PCBs, which are polychlorinated biphenyls, or they're toxic chemicals linked to cancer. And
asbestos,
they were,
right? That's what's in asbestos. Right?
I guess. I don't know. They were banned by the World Health Organization, decades ago. And guess who made those chemicals?
DuPont.
Nope. The other company that loves giving people
cancer. Johnson & Johnson.
Nope.
Johnson & Johnson.
Monsanto.
Oh, wow.
Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. Building materials and GMOs. Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So they love giving people cancer. So an investigation. So this place was finally closed down after people started kind of linking it and being like, hey, we think something's wrong with Poe Hall. It's giving people cancer. Maybe you should look into it. And it wasn't until 2023, less than a year ago, that they finally started doing an investigation. And they found that the PCB levels in five rooms of this Poe Hall were 38 times the EPA's recommended limit for these cancer-causing toxins. So
not good.
Not good.
Not only were there the students affected, but imagine the teachers that were there year after year. What the fuck?
Teachers were in there all day, same classroom. Well, I guess
that's kind of my question, right? It's like, is it just people who majored in this particular major or like this specialty or like obviously the professors and stuff? But like
the professors have got
you just minored. Are you getting cancer? Do they know? Like, what's the exposure level?
I think probably not.
Well, this the one woman that they did point out, Pat, Sarah Glad, she mastered, she got her master's at Poe Hall. She was at NC State from 2007 to 2013, and she got stage four breast cancer, and it killed her at the age of 35. Oh, here she is with her husband. Here she is with her baby just before she died.
Fuck, Wes.
Terrible, terrible.
Also, what are the odds just that building, right? Like, because when you're constructing, rarely, if it was built in the 70s, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times.
I think the late 70s was probably the heyday because, honestly, like, they stopped it in 79 in the United States, the asbestos and all the different chemicals that have these PCBs in it. Mm-hmm. So the late 70s, like, was probably the heyday. Like, people were just packing buildings full of PCBs.
I'm just getting at, like, were they doing a one-off building? Right, or they were like raising
Look,
a bunch
Poe
of
Poe Hall was behind schedule. They had to cut some corners.
Yeah, they needed to get it up quick, I guess.
I think it's just whatever was being built at that time, right?
Right.
Like, because like it was the cheapest way to make construction materials at the time, and then the shit got banned like in 79, it looks like. So like basically up till 79, you're going to have higher and higher levels.
Probably the ventilation system wasn't as good in Poe Hall as some of the other halls that also had some shady stuff. It was just the perfect storm.
Yeah, it was a perfect storm. Yeah, Will's right. 79, they were banned. So, but again, it wasn't until August 2023 that they started looking into it. And here's kind of the fucked up thing about it, and maybe an attempt to cover their asses. So the building was closed in November of 2023. North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services recommended that the university do like a full, you know, evaluation of all the chemicals in there. However, the investigation was called off in January by NC State's general counsel. And this is all according to the CDC. So this guy, this official for the CDC wrote in a letter. He said, I explained that the North Carolina State's University Office of General Counsel has asked us to stop our evaluation. The requester expressed concerns over a lack of communication and general distrust in management's actions. They also expressed concern about a lack of epidemiological analysis. So they just didn't trust them. Now, man. NC State is denying all this shit, saying, no, we never called off any investigation, blah, blah, blah. That's bullshit.
What's the shit-talking etiquette here for the Final Four game? I don't think Purdue fans are that rowdy, but can you have, like, a cancer-building sign?
Or yeah, I think so.
Like start chanting Poe Hall if you're a Purdue fan or something like that. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's dark. It's dark, but it's the Final Four, so, I mean...
They have Zach. I mean,
you kind of got to go no holds barred.
I just spent a lot of time in Indiana over the weekend, right around Purdue. I'm telling you, they don't have it in them.
I don't think they're that intense. The fans.
You think the Wolfpack is going to have the killer instinct?
Yeah, they're not mean. I don't think they're mean.
Also if because
they know they don't deserve it too because they have that monster.
They'll crowd a Chick-fil-A. I'll tell you that much. These Purdue fans.
Yeah, they could be like Zach Edey's a cancer building.
Mm-hmm. I want to see an all dog final too. Wolfpack, Huskies,
yeah, I'm rooting for NC State too.
Yeah, so big egg on NC State's face as they move into the Final Four. I was going to root for them up until now, but
this is something to overcome, Wes. Saying this puts them down in your book?
Yeah, I saw that they called off the investigation and they're kind of being shady about it, possibly. Yeah. Now they're being sued by many of these people, 152, which all have these cancers, and many of whom have died already. So pretty terrible.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's horrible.
Pretty terrible.
It's brutal, man.
Yeah. But hey, you know what's almost as terrible as cancer? Taxes. Taxes.
Pretty much.
Tax season is here. It's right around the corner. It's here, which means more paperwork and more headaches for your business of one. You don't have to handle it all alone this year. Let Collective take care of all your tax and accounting needs and see how you can save thousands with an S-Corp. Collective is an all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp election. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least 60 grand in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in taxes savings every year. With Collective, the S Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 a year. It's pretty good. So right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's $199 value waived, and a full year of S Corp savings when you go to collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's collective.com/hardfactor, and tell them Hard Factor sent you.
AT&T, ever heard of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Big brand. Well,
those cocksuckers admitted to the biggest data breach in the history of the world this weekend.
Come on, man.
Those cocksuckers.
On brand for AT&T. Yeah.
Come on,
ever,
dude.
You ever dealt with their customer service? Oof.
Come on, man.
Oof. AT&T reported that. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
You just wouldn't put this past any of the big providers. They always have some huge scandal coming out.
Yeah, but they got the most of your data. Have all of they're data daddy. They're one of the data daddies for you.
Phone call history, text history, browsing history, just all the good stuff. So AT&T reported that 73 million customers, 7.6 that were still active, and then 65.4 million former users. So just if you've ever had AT&T, basically.
So all of us here.
Everyone. Yeah, all of us on the show, for sure, at some point. The personal information was leaked on the dark web 2 weeks ago, and they just decided to tell us now. Funny enough, my debit card was hacked 2 weeks ago, but AT&T is claiming that financial information wasn't given. Maybe that was just a coincidence. They did say it did include social security numbers, phone numbers, email addresses, first and last name, physical addresses.
So they just got your whole info.
Just everything. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I went through Clear recently. And, you know, I have clear.
EM says, scratch that sponsorship off the list from the
right. And they wouldn't want us anyway. But okay. Clear was telling me I'd have to give like more biometric data. And I just looked at the fucking person. Classic example of me giving a hard time to the messenger. I was like, this sucks, dude, because you're going to get hacked. Because you can't not get hacked. Everyone gets hacked. And your data is just out there. There's no safety. There's no safety to give password any motherfucker manager, your data.
Password manager has never been more important. You can a lot of times like you know, dispute erroneous accounts that are opened in your name, but make sure people don't get into your actual shit.
I'd like to think my current financial situation would be a deterrent for anyone wanting my information. They would,
yeah, maybe the hackers will give you money.
They'd have a hard time selling my information right now.
Well, that's like a lot of Robin debt. What? Yeah. How are we going to rob him? Yeah. No, I'm in that boat too, Wes. Trust.
It's a digital raping, guys, is what it is. The data was from 2019 or before. So if you had an AT&T account from 2019 or before, I think probably they never deleted any of their information. So just since the beginning of time up until 2019, you were digitally raped. 73 million people. Mm-hmm. AT&T sent a note to customers saying they reset all 7.6 million active users. So I guess if you had from 2019, you were still rocking with them. 7.6 million of you got this note that said, hey, we take security real seriously over here, which is such a slap in the face when they're sending this note. And we changed all your passwords, but you know, you might want to go over there and rechange them again. And you know, you're fucked. You're fucked.
How much money did they make last year?
I don't know. Look it up.
Billions.
Billions. Yeah. I mean, they make a lot of money, but it's just, this happens all the time. Like we covered it with like the police department in China. They had like literally every single Chinese citizen's like the same level of data, and that got hacked. I mean, it's just, there's always a loophole. People forget to like put environments, you know, behind the firewall, and they do stuff for convenience, and then it gets exploited by hackers, and it's just a never ending cycle.
We're getting our tits hacked off over here.
Yeah, I mean, password manager is important, but
that'll get hacked.
Accounts opened in your names and identity stolen is the big motherfucker.
Right. That's you don't want to be paying for a service and then turn around and they give all your data away. That's tough.
You should probably want to get in like a regular credit monitoring situation if you've been hacked a lot too, right? Like to make sure that shit's not being opened in your name.
I haven't, and it just stresses me out because I get an email every week telling me more data of mine is on the dark web.
Yeah, I've been hacked. Yeah, there's left, a lot right, of it out sideways. There.
It's unavoidable.
Yeah. Is this account yours?
Yeah.
You've been hacked.
Love that email. Look,
I'll tell you what, with all this shit going on, we're getting hacked and stuff. There's no better time to invest in gold, fellas. A few investments make a better long-term hedge against inflation, depression, economic downturns, and getting your data hacked than precious metals like gold and silver. Plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments, a sponsor of the show. Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust. The founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver. Oh, and guess what? They've secured more than $1 billion with a B, boys, in precious metals for their clients. Pretty good. I'm thinking about getting some gold because AT&T and everyone's screwing me.
Try to hack
those
this.
Gold bars.
Yeah. Can't hack a gold bar, Will. That's right.
Come and hack my gold bar, you bastards. If you want stability and chaos, if you want government-proof security, you know, they can't print gold. They can print money. They can print more money. They can't print more gold. So there's two ways you can get gold from Noble Gold Investments. You can get a tax-advantaged gold IRA, or if you want that physical gold, they can deliver gold to your door, which is pretty fucking cool. So invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Quick update on the white versus black game that's happening right now. Iowa is up 17-9 on LSU.
Okay.
Live scores, baby.
A lot of whiteys on Iowa.
No, The dialogue that's been going around.
It made it easier. I mean, I think we all pretty much understood.
We knew what you meant.
I think white versus purple, because Iowa wears the white jerseys right on the road. And
you two got it. Okay. Pat got it, too.
Guys, if you've been incognito browsing once a day, every day, for periods of approximately, I don't know, 2 to 24 minutes, exploring certain regions of the internet that tend to see you opening a large volume of different tabs... Mm. Mode to listen up. because you might not have been as incognito as you might think. You might be thinking to yourself,
great,
why am I getting served ads for hot conjoined twin incest porn? Why? Right?
This episode sucks for porn addicts that went to NC State and had a class at Poe Hall.
Damn.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Right.
AT&T users.
Why am I getting
lost
ads?
The life lottery this week?
Why am I getting served in the final ads for dryers with small openings? The type of openings that someone might get stuck in.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Why am I getting served ads for these things?
You mean like when the ass is out in the dryer?
That's right. Yep.
Oh, no, I'm stepmom stuck again. Oh no.
Could help you, but I'm gonna fuck you instead.
She keeps getting stuck doing this laundry.
Yeah.
Why am I getting served home ads?
You're gonna get pushed further in that dryer.
Why would I help you when I can fuck you?
Why am I getting served ads for single king bed hotel rooms when I'm traveling with my stepmother? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't want to share a bed. It's because, guys, as part of a settlement filed Monday in federal court, Google agreed to destroy the private browsing history of millions and millions and millions of people who thought they were cruising the web incognito.
Oh, there we go.
Mode.
Nice.
In the Chrome browser. Yep. That's right, guys. You weren't incognito. Well, according to Google, you may have been, but I don't buy it. In 2020, a shameless individual and some other horn dogs brought a class action lawsuit against Google, one of them being Brown, who got the case title billing in the suit Brown versus Google, the one with the least amount of shame. I'll be top billing. I don't care.
It shows here that Brown was spied on 332 times last year.
No, Brown's, I get this with the Brown because I'm Will Smith, right? So it's like the most anonymous name you could possibly have. Chris Brown, he was like, yeah, sure, put me as top billing. Nobody's going to find out who Chris Brown is.
Good
like,
point.
There's
that's a great
trillion
point.
Chris Browns.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Someone with a unique name is going to be embarrassed for life when they.
Right.
I keep getting served ads. About how to deal with a disobedient stepsister. I don't even have a stepsister. Doesn't make sense. A lick of sense.
Yeah.
Guys. Google said, though, "quote yeah. We are pleased to settle this lawsuit, which we always believed was meritless. We're happy to delete old technical data that was never associated with an individual and was never used for any form of personalization." So essentially what Google is saying is that, yeah, they were tracking you, but they weren't linking it to you.
Not
it
was they all... didn't, but they did admit to selling that data. So
100, but right. So it's they're saying that your incognito, not cognito data didn't go into Will Smith's super profile.
Right, but they still sold it to people.
Yeah, it helped them formulate ads, and it went into one single gigantic dirty profile of all the incognito data.
A lot of shared characteristics.
Just yeah. The dirtiest, worst profile.
Oh man, there's some gold in there.
Dude, yeah. Do not try to serve the web for even a second under that profile. Okay, here's the scary part, guys. Google says they weren't actually linking that to your profile, right? They were selling that data, as Will said, as part of personality behavior. But here's the scary part. Google has agreed to, as part of the lawsuit, delete the incognito browsing data. Thanks. And also, for the next 5 years, disallow third parties to track you via cookies while browsing incognito. And that's why you've been getting advertisements for small hold washer dryers.
Right.
The kind you might get stuck in.
It's going to be a good 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Enjoy jerking off for 5 years.
Yeah.
Very low to the ground bed.
Get it in.
This bed's so low to the ground. If you were to drop anything under there and your stepmom was to go in there to try to get it, she might get stuck.
Yeah. So many. I remember realizing when this was going on, like before the news came out. And yeah, you can tell that Chrome does not hide your identity when you're not.
So you got to go Mozilla.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Well, this isn't even a driving instructing class. This is a fake driving instructing class.
Right. The irony is the safest browser, right, which is used by mostly Trumpers who think that the government's spying on them, is DuckDuckGo. But it could be you, too. You could be on there, too. And not a boomer. Anyway, guys, let's talk about conjoined twins. What's that?
All of our data is just out there.
It's
just
all of our data
for sure. It's all out there.
It's all out there.
Yeah, I also don't buy that they don't know exactly whose data is whose in that in that big pile of
100%
hedonism.
Yeah, it says my name when they advertise. They mark.
You know the grossest part about it is your bank sells your fucking data. How much money you have in your bank account?
Got to sell the data.
If you're That's the gross.
If you're a company, you're not winning if you're not selling the data. You got it. You got to sell
your fucking bank. All right, let's talk about conjoined twins. Remember we talked about the twins, Abby and Brittany. I think that was their name. Brittany and, you know, the sisters.
Who had one and had two.
The conjoined twins. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They got married back in 2002, I think. Kept it under wraps for the last 2 years. It broke last week. It's a great story. Lovely story. Josh, the husband of just one of the twins, not both of them, he got up with a paternity suit this I don't know if it was this. It broke this week. He got hit with it in October.
He's cheating?
No.
Previous
relationship.
I think
he's not paying his bills.
No, it's not that. So his ex-wife is Annika Bowling. He's Josh Bowling. And Annika filed a paternity suit in October 2023, questioning whether he's the biological father of their 8-year-old daughter, Isabella, potentially. So it's a little bit.
Oh, wait. She doesn't want him to be associated.
Here, let me give you all the details.
Wait,
you guys let me know
she's calling him a cuck.
What you think is going on.
She doesn't want Isabella around those twins.
Oh, no.
She could be that.
She's like, oh, by the way, Josh, I never told you, but you need to take a paternity test because you're not the dad.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the weird timeline, guys. So they got together. Josh and Annika
got together. Wait, this is the girl from the pictures, from the wedding pictures.
Yeah, the little girl, the 8-year-old girl who was like the flower girl.
Yeah. All right.
So Josh is a U.S. Army veteran and hospice nurse, right? And by all accounts, great guy. Loves Halloween, literally in his bio. You know, Christian father.
Why are you setting us up, Pat?
Just saying. All right, so Josh, okay. And look, he seems like a great guy. There's no doubt about that. A little freaky. Like to see his history, but a great guy. Anyway, so he met his lady back in 2010, his former lady, his ex-wife, Annika. They got married, okay? They split in 2019, okay? The divorce was finalized in 2020, April 23rd.
Okay.
Annika had another child that year, okay, who's referred to in court documents as Isabella's half-sister. Isabella's the 8-year-old.
Okay.
Annika welcomed the second daughter late 2020, and they finally got divorced, finalized the divorce in 2022. Now, we don't know if she's getting hit for a paternity suit on their 8-year-old daughter, or if he's getting hit with a paternity suit on the now 3-year-old daughter. So she could be like, actually, Josh, with all this heat you're getting, you're actually the baby daddy of 3-year-old half sister of Isabella. Or
so
maybe saying,
which way it is.
Yeah, I don't want Isabella around those conjoins. She could be conjoined, conjoined prejudice.
Yeah.
Wow. So we don't know. We have to follow this one still.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What does Abby think of this?
Yeah.
Abby, the wife?
Yeah.
The new wife.
She's not saying much. She's not saying much. We don't know. No, no word yet. What do you guys think's going on? The timeline's a little shady there, right?
It's tough.
Be splitting up in 2019 and then like less than a year later, she cranks. Right.
I think Josh has too much going on. That's what I think.
A lot going on, right, Wes? Yeah, I mean, he's trying to enjoy his new nuptials with his conjoined wife, Abby.
Got a full life right now, Josh does.
And now he's got paternity suits coming out the wazoo from his past life. It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a guy that marries conjoined twins might have a past.
Yeah, right? There's some secrets, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got.
I'm happy for them, but...
He's got some tastes.
Yeah. It's
Very happy for you, Josh.
Interesting choice.
And you better be happy that Google deleted that browsing data today.
Dude, can you imagine his incognito mode?
No.
Let me guess. There can't
be any of that on the internet, right?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
No, sure. Couldn't find it. You'd have to pay a data broker. I mean, you just have to go.
No, I mean, the specific maybe thing that he's into.
Josh has found it.
You think? You think that actually exists?
I mean, he's found it in his incognito mode.
All we'd have to do is to go to like an advertising broker.
I think it exists, Wes, yes.
And figure out.
In the history of cameras.
Who's the weirdest user that you ever advertised something to?
Yeah.
And cross-reference his IP.
Hmm. I think you'd get some results. Josh, you get some hits, as they say in the search.
Josh board, has right? seen all three human centipedes a lot. All the time.
Well, I keep getting these ads for after-hour professor meetups. I'm not even in college anymore.
Just ads for chainsaws.
Yeah. Whenever he's bored around the house, he just suggests human centipede.
Yeah. I used to have to use AI. Now I have it, the real thing.
There's this great movie from 2010. Have you seen it? It's called Human Centipede.
Yeah.
Great film. Great film. It's really heady, if you haven't. All right. Any more on the twins?
No, that's it. Just what's going on with Josh.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to keep us updated because like we need to follow
this. Look at this live comment from I'm not going to say his name. Had a hacker send me a clip of a video of myself partaking of a Pornhub session and wanted me to send them money. Trash that computer.
Just throw the computer away. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Take that, hackers.
I'm going to send everyone you know.
Threw that computer in a lake.
Yeah, okay, try this. Try to extort me from the lake, you bitch.
Goodbye.
Dude, but for real, let's take the hacker's power away on that. Like, if a hacker hit me up and was like, yo, I got a video of you masturbating, I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, good.
Right.
Good. How many times you watch it, you weirdo?
Why you watching me jerk off, you homo?
Yeah, you fucking weirdo. But you like it.
That would be a good prank is if you got your hands on like some old computers that are, you know, not expensive or whatever. You just got a bunch of them and you went to like a public lake and threw it in the lake and like filmed people's reactions.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Every guy Thank would just God. Be nodding his head knowing exactly what you're doing. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
I have a pact with one of my friends to throw away my computer if I ever die unexpectedly.
Lake pact.
Yeah.
Is it better to do ocean, river, or lake if you're going to toss your laptop?
Bigger body of water, the better.
Ocean.
Yeah, middle of ocean.
Followed
for
by
sure.
lake.
That salt water will really do river. Damage.
I think the ocean, the only problem is, though, because it's keep constantly moving, it might, like a bottle, message in a bottle, it might wash up somewhere.
Well, waves will wash it back
to the shore. You got to get 10 miles out.
Yeah,
biggest still body of water that doesn't have waves.
Got to go on a fishing charter and bring that laptop.
Definitely got to weight it down.
Or you just get a drill and drill a hole through the hard drive.
That's probably the most effective way, Pat, to destroy the information.
Also, my cousins are big data people, and they have hard drives that they all have to get rid of. And either they drill a hole through it, or he has a shooting range, and they go out and shoot it.
That's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one.
It was a lot of fun.
I always thought if it was a hacker, like a super hardcore hacker, I would get a model rocket engine, right? Because you got the button that detonates, and have my hard drive outside of the computer, and have the model rocket engine faced right at it. So if the feds ever rolled in, I'd hit that button.
That's a sweet setup. Yeah,
I think about that a lot.
Takes some rigging, but yeah, I like it. Effective.
Hell yeah.
Dramatic.
But then you know, what are you gonna like? Just stop jerking off. You're probably gonna have to do it again.
Well, no, I mean, you get a new, you're going to have a next set, your
it's
next
cost
rig
you.
Is already ready. Yeah.
Right.
This is like once you have backup plans and whatnot.
Right.
Bug out bags and all that. All right. Last segment. A is for April, which is the month that it is now. Also aviation and some other things this month. It's the start of Autism Awareness Month, which may seem like a bit of an oxymoron, but be kind to your fellow autistic people this April. And all the time.
Just this month, then you can bully them again.
Right. Now, try to be kind to them all the time.
Right.
Okay.
LSU's taking the lead, 31-26.
Fantastic. Joke of the day, bringing it back from Tom M. Adam in the Discord server posts, Lizzo, she's quitting social media. And then Tom M. replies, fake news, she will be back for seconds. But a ching, Lizzo. She's going to be back.
Fat, fat guys laying down fat girl jokes.
Yeah. It was a good one. So
I mean, it was really good.
Joke of the day. Sadly, over in China, they are dealing with a super gonorrhea epidemic, a study has found recently. And then that's just
who gave it the super moniker? What could...
Right. Regular gonorrhea is bad enough. Super right. gonorrhea marks means it's resistant to antibacterial.
Yeah. Wears a mask.
Yeah. It's more aggressive. Requires a vigilante.
You're not going to tell anyone you have super gonorrhea, right? It's just gonorrhea.
Well, I think the word super over there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. The Chinese variant this April is super, Mark. But they just have gonorrhea. The test just tells you gonorrhea. But apparently it's a super gonorrhea epidemic over there.
It's got a tiny little S in a circle next to it.
I got bad news. The doc says I have gonorrhea. So, and I don't know. I heard maybe the gonorrhea going around right now. This is bad super. Compared to other gonorrheas. I don't know much about it, but you might need to get checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like word now. To the wise. Yeah. Be aware in China right
you
now.
You can smell this gonorrhea.
Just take, drink twice the cranberry juice. Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have to add the pills plus the cranberry juice for this one.
Yeah. It's, and like tiger's bladder ground up.
One. Yeah. That might be what's causing it, Wes. They're taking so many extra supplements on the side, right? It's creating super gonorrhea. Who knows? But they got an epidemic over there in China right now. Making our way back to the Western world. Alaska has decided to dress robot dogs as coyotes and foxes to scare migratory birds off the runways at their biggest airport in Anchorage, Alaska. So last year had 92 bird strikes onto planes at the Anchorage airport. And Anchorage is hoping that robot dogs camouflaged as foxes and coyotes goes better than when they introduced pigs into the airport property in the 90s, which didn't help the bird situation at all. So robots, next test. Yeah.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah, a job that literally no humans are going to do.
Could just shoot fireworks at them. That usually works.
Right, but you have to do it like 24/7, so just one person controlling a
pretty soon they won't have to dress the robot dogs up like coyotes because they'll just be the norm. The robot dogs themselves will be so common that they'll just scare the birds off as.
Yeah, who is that for? Alaska's supposed to be lawless. It's like a HOA move.
Well, they don't want you to die in bird strikes to planes, though. I mean, nobody does. That's just...
No one does.
You want to avoid that, right?
Absolutely.
It's true. 92 strikes on planes. I mean, luckily, no casualties, but you're playing with fire there. 100 birds a year just slamming into your planes.
Yeah. No, that's horrible. Yeah, don't want that. Don't get rid of the birds. That's
good. Robots are helping out. I still want my robot butler. I'm going to... I think robots have something to offer. Taking off into the air, finally, on Air Force One, journalists have been told to stop stealing the pillowcases and other souvenirs that are on the plane, including gold-rimmed glasses and plates from America's first plane. So that's
the
White House.
And that's the first thing I'm doing if I ever get on Air Force One is stealing some silverware or something. Like
taking 100%. A souvenir, right? Yeah. You'd think.
Yeah.
So first thing I asked PFT when I asked him how sawgrass was, I said, what'd you take?
Right. Some grass, some sand.
Yeah, you got a nice place. You taking some.
That's right.
get some swag. Yeah, apparently this last tour out west was the last straw, so the White House had to bring the hammer down and ask politely for people to stop stealing from their private plane. Please.
That just makes them want to steal more.
I know. Yeah. Apparently at Sawgrass, that's why they give you like a little embroidered thing so you don't steal. They give you like a little thing, like a little ball marker that's embroidered.
They have a greeter like inside of Best Buy that constantly says hi to you to get you to not steal. Hi.
You gotta give someone something when they come on Air Force One.
They have the same thing, Pat, on Air Force One. It's just Air Force One branded M&Ms, and that's not good enough for the journalists.
No, they need like a pin or something. Yeah.
Right,
or
something to keep for a long time.
Yeah.
Gold rimmed. Best news of all in the air, just as the crisis with Boeing planes falling apart as they fly hits a fever pitch, we may be in luck because JetZero's blended wing jetliner, the Pathfinder, we've talked about it before, they've finally been approved for test flights at Edwards Air Force Base in California by the FAA. The Pathfinder is about the size of a Boeing 767 and is supposed to run on half the fuel and be four times quieter than traditional commercial airplanes. So maybe not all horrible news.
Sick. That's a sick looking plane, dude.
Yeah, that thing looks incredible.
Yeah, it's like an SR-71 Blackbird, except like a commercial flight. And truly, best of all, in the air news, there is a new UFO whistleblower out there. This time it's British paratrooper veteran Frank with a C, Milburn, who says his buddy John was on an alien UFO crash and retrieval mission in the UK in the 80s, and that he's coming forward with the secondhand story to support the US whistleblowers. And I really want to believe we have alien UFO tech in our possession. But then again, Boeing still exists with the flimsy planes falling apart in the sky in 2024. So who knows, right? Jury's out.
So the main guy isn't coming forward. His friend is coming forward.
Is that guy dead?
No, he's alive. He just is, he's still working. Doesn't want to lose his clearance. Oh. So Frank with the C.
Update on that suicide, the Boeing suicide?
Huh? The guy was killed in the parking lot by Boeing.
Oh, that wasn't a suicide,
Seems like. Anyways, that's the show. If you need more Hard Factor, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Don't forget, we have up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts there. Let's Go coming out, Extra O's every Tuesday with sports-ish news. The Hive Hour every Wednesday-ish. We're just talking inside baseball, fucking around, having a few laughs, a little bit looser over there. And then also, of course, Florida Man Friday every single Friday. patreon.com/hardfactor if you need more. But most importantly, get out there and have a great fucking day.
See you later, yeah!